America Weekend.
Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Christina Staffo.
It is Oscars time, and to properly predict what's going to happen, there is only one person to turn to. Direct from his On the Mark segment here on the show each week is our very own Mark Leonard. Mark, welcome back to the show.
Oh, good morning. I sure hope so. I sure hope the predictions are correct. They usually are.
So much pressure.
All right, so we're going to go through the categories. We're going to go through Mark's ideas with each one of these. Let us start with Best Supporting Actor.
I reviewed Creed on your show back in December, and if you remember, I said that Sylvester Stallone was award-worthy. Well, guess what? He's going to win the Best Supporting Actor Academy Award. He's going to get it. It's almost in the bag for him, I would almost guarantee. There's an outside chance Mark Rylance from Bridge of Spies could get it. You always have to say, all right, who would get it if he didn't get it, if Stallone didn't take the award? Mark Rylance is the one that's won a few of the earlier awards, but Stallone wasn't up against him in some of those, so he didn't really have the chance. But Stallone has this amount of praise lately that is incredible. People are talking about his performance, how this will be the culmination of his career. Everybody loves him at the pre-awards dinners and all that. They're all swarming around Stallone. My favorite is Mark Ruffalo in Spotlight. I do not think he's going to win. Tom Hardy's another long shot from The Revenant. He's very good. I don't think he's going to win either. And no one's really talking about Christian Bale. He already won this for The Fighter a few years ago. So I think Stallone wins it, and the only other chance is Mark Rylance, but I'm saying Sylvester Stallone.
See, now I'm surprised you mentioned Mark Ruffalo. Now, Spotlight is an important movie because of the subject matter, but to me, when I watch that movie and I watch the individual performances, nobody really jumps out. What is it about Ruffalo's performance in Spotlight that really gets you?
You know, I always like the nuance in his performance, the subtlety in his performance. He's always so dead on to me. He's very, very concise, very studied actor. I really enjoyed it. He does just about every time out. He's done some clunkers too, but overall, in his worthy performances, I always love what he does.
Mm-hmm. Now, in this category, tell us, are there any glaring omissions in this category?
Oh, absolutely. Idris Elba from Beasts of No Nation. He's the one. And he's one of the ones that sparked the whole Oscar So White campaign. Now, I think a lot of people misunderstand that campaign. That it's not saying that a certain percentage of African-American actors have to be nominated every year, but it's 2 years in a row with what some people have described as lily white acting categories.
Mm-hmm.
And Idris Elba, I guarantee that if a Matthew McConaughey or a Tom Hardy had played this role, had done this performance, they would have gotten an Oscar nomination. And
wow.
It's the body of the Academy that people think are just colorblind, and that most of them are older white men, and not that they're necessarily racist, but that they just see people who are like them, and they vote for people who are like them. So I think it's a protest, and I can't wait to see what Chris Rock might say about all this. But it's a real thing, and I think Idris Elba is the glaring omission from this category.
Okay, so Best Supporting Actress.
That's going to be Alicia Vikander from The Danish Girl. And honestly, it's really not so much for The Danish Girl as it is for Ex Machina, another film that she did this year. It's really a lead performance in The Danish Girl, but everyone's talking about her now. She won the SAG Award, and, you know, others have gotten the BAFTA and the Golden Globe. Now, her closest contender is Kate Winslet. They love Kate Winslet, too. And for Steve Jobs, she could eke it out. But I think Vikander, as of late, has had all the buzz, has had everything going in her direction. Rooney Mara is another one I love, but no one's talking about her recently. Jennifer Jason Leigh is my favorite actress in the world. It's her first nomination. But again, there's no buzz for her. And Rachel McAdams just happy to be there for Spotlight.
You know, the thing with Kate Winslet and Steve Jobs, the one thing I noticed, and maybe it's just me because my ear for dialects and things like that, first act, okay, fine, there she is doing that Kate Winslet American accent thing. All of a sudden, she's got this Polish dialect in the second act. Where the hell did that come from?
Where did it come from?
It kind of drifted in and out. It's like Alec Baldwin's Southern accent in Concussion, which came
goodness.
And went scene to scene.
You know, I agree with you on Kate, and to prove that, it's just not because you're the host of the show.
Thank you.
I adore Kate Winslet, and I just love her in just about everything, but I noticed that accent was kind of wavering, too.
Yes.
Her acting flawless, the accent kind of in and out.
Best actress.
Oh, here we go.
Is, and I agree with Ed, Saoirse Ronan should be
yes.
the winner. I adore her. She's
oh my
fantastic
God.
At it. I don't want to overuse the word adore, but I really think she's fantastic. It's the performance of the year, as far as I'm concerned. It's going to lose for Brooklyn. Brie Larson is the one everyone's talking about for Room. I like her quite a bit. I really can't knock her. She's very good in it. They've decided this is her year. Cate Blanchett's won before, so for Carol, there's no buzz. Jennifer Lawrence and Joy, she's won before, so there's no buzz for that. Charlotte Rampling, she made some unfortunate comments about Oscar So White, Christina, and they're saying she's maybe out of the running because of that.
See?
I like
really?
Her very much as an actress, but some of the controversy sometimes keeps you from getting a win. I don't expect her to win either. It's going to be Brie Larson for Room.
And, you know, I remember you did not like Room very much.
Not very much, no. It wasn't bad. It wasn't, it wasn't a worst-of-the-year film, but I was okay. And then they left the room, and I was like, all
right. Right, and then after that, the screen, you know, there was things that are never explained. The whole thing, you know, with William H. Macy playing her father, her relationship with him disintegrates. He doesn't like the kid. They never explore that. They never wrap
That's
it up.
It.
There are loose ends all over the place in that film.
It's a book, of course, that was probably much more detailed than the movie. You only have so much time.
Yeah. Best actor. All about Leo, my friend.
Has he never won an Oscar?
He's never won. Fifth nomination. He's going to win. Now, listen, I like him very much, but he got attacked by a bear. He went down the Roaring Rapids.
You know what, though? I feel...
There's no subtlety in this performance whatsoever. If the other actors got attacked by a bear, maybe they'd be up for it, too.
Yes.
But it's Leo all the way. No one else has a chance. Michael Fassbender, for Steve Jobs, I want to say, is my favorite male performance of the year. I think he's incredible in Steve Jobs and an incredible actor. He's going to win an Oscar someday. But those are the only two. But Fassbender's the distant second. Leo DiCaprio is going to win for The Revenant. Eddie Redmayne won last year, doesn't have a chance. Matt Damon for The Martian, no one's talking about him. Bryan Cranston for Trumbo, another film I don't like.
No.
As I said, he has some slight buzz. But overall, expect Leo all the way. It's a landslide.
I feel like Leo deserves to win it just because he has been snubbed for so many roles. I feel like he is such an amazing actor.
The Aviator. He should have won for The Aviator.
I would give it to him for The Aviator over a decade ago.
That's
my favorite performance of his. Without question.
I feel like you put him in any role and he nails it.
Yeah.
Terrific.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I just, that's so
poor
frustrating.
Poor Leo.
He's going to win this time. Don't worry about him.
Now, this next one, you lead it with the dominance of Disney for best animated feature, but I know what you want to win.
Oh, of course. Yeah. Inside Out's going to win. Disney Pixar, I mean, the dominance is incredible. It's the kind of thing people expect in an animated film, but you know my favorite is Anomalisa.
Right.
I reviewed it on your show recently. It's a wonderful, very adult animated film. It's the one I would like to win. It's not going to win. It's going to be Inside Out.
There's a sex scene in that movie. All right, you know what? Hey, maybe I'm exposing my Puritan values here, or lack thereof. I want to see how that's done on screen.
It's pretty amazing. They said it took forever to film it. Second by second to do that, it took a long time.
Jennifer Jason Leigh, I saw her doing, she was on CBS Sunday Morning last week, and she mentioned that it was like a week to do 2 seconds of the film.
Wow.
Right.
That's amazing.
Yeah, absolutely.
That is crazy.
She said the dialogue took very little time, but the actual, the playing out of that scene took forever.
Wow. How about Best Director?
Well, I think for 2 years in a row, it's going to be a record. Not for 2 years in a row necessarily, but for 2 years in a row, winning the DGA, which is the biggest spotlight on what's going to win Best Director at the Oscars. It's going to be Alejandro Iñárritu. I can barely say it.
I love hearing you say that, though.
All the buzz is going his way. The two DGA wins. He won for Birdman last year. It looks like he's going to get it again. The outside chance, this is where I make Christina grimace again.
Uh-oh.
George Miller is the outside chance for Mad Max Fury Road. He's so well respected. He's so loved. This was his huge comeback, despite with Christina Fields. And you know what? Mad Max could be the biggest winner of the night as far as number of awards for its technical categories, but its buzz has died down, and it will not be Mad Max. It'll be Alejandro Iñárritu. That's who's going to win for The Revenant.
And the big banana, Best Picture.
There it is.
Three-way race. What three?
Three-way race, which is really rapidly looking like it's going to be The Revenant for Best Picture. The other two, The Big Short and Spotlight. Spotlight has that smell of importance. It's going to win a screenplay category. That's what it's going to do. It's going to win for Best Original Screenplay. Mm-hmm. The Big Short, that's going to win for Best Adapted Screenplay. That's often seen as the prize that you get if you don't win Best Picture. The Revenant, everything's been going its way so far. Usually the picture with the most nominations wins. It has 12. It doesn't have a screenplay nomination, but if you've seen it, Leo barely talks. That's another thing about Leo. He barely says a word in the film. However, all the buzz, all the early talk, all the odds makers are putting it that The Revenant is going to win. It's going to eke out the win over The Big Short and Spotlight, who will cancel each other out.
Don't you think, though, it's more impressive when there is limited dialogue and they're still able to give such a amazing performance?
Oh, yeah, I wasn't knocking that. It's just as far as a screenplay nomination, it's not something that was going to get it. Usually, the Best Picture nominees get a certain amount of awards for acting, for usually for screenplay, usually for directing. This will be one of the cases where it did not. But still, with Leo's win and the director's win, this certainly looks like it's going to be the Best Picture this year. The Revenant will be the king on Sunday night.
So when they're all chowing down with some Wolfgang Puck food thereafter, they will be recapping the night that was the night for Revenant. And that's amazing. So that tells me now, because everybody's going to jump on board, which means now that every new picture that's going to come out is going to have somebody being attacked by a bear. So you know what? Inside Out's going to lose. They're going to be all upset. They're going to do an Inside Out 2. And I swear to God, you're going to have Riley, the little girl, being attacked by a bear in Inside Out 2.
I hope not.
That might be pretty cool, though.
There's a film for you, folks.
There it is.
Keeping the dads happy when they're taking the kids to the movies.
That's it.
That's what it's all about. All right. Well, now, so when you go to whatever Oscars party you're going to go to Sunday night, you can predict each winner just before it's announced because you heard Mark tell you
who's
going to win.
That's right. You'll know where you heard it first.
That's exactly right. Mark Leonard, as always, thank you so much for joining us here on America Weekend.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Mark.
Stay with us. More to come. I'm Ed Kalenge.
I'm Christina Stoffo.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network. America Weekend.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This sharpshooter notched more than 50 goals in 6 consecutive seasons, and he's still the Montreal Canadiens' all-time leading scorer.
Lemaire to Leclerc in the big zone. Leclerc in the slot. Shoot! Score!
So, where is Guy Lafleur now? After retiring, the Flower was enshrined in the Hall of Fame and was named one of the Canadiens' special ambassadors. But it was his second career that took off, literally. He earned his helicopter license and has since flown VIPs in and out of Montreal's busy airport. Guy also operates a pair of restaurants, but well within reach of a helicopter. Guy Lafleur, flying high in his second career. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired of high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-759-MYTV. Get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. With packages as low as $19.99 for 4 rooms, you can't go wrong. Call now, 888-759-MYTV.
Welcome to American Biker Minute. Hi, who's this? Where from?
Bob Bosworth, Long Island, New York.
Bob, what brings you to Florida?
Going to school at Wyotech by Destination Daytona, learning motorcycle repair.
Today on American Biker Minute.
Have back taxes taken control of your life, your bank account, your paycheck? It's time to take back control and avoid tax liens, bank levies, garnished wages, and criminal charges. Take control today and call U.S. Tax Shield now at 800-524-6201.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. Wyotech student. Long Island Bob.
I've been down here all winter and they're hating me. Calling up there, they're saying they're freezing. I was like, I was out.
How's school?
Love it. There's so much knowledge. The instructors have years and years of knowledge. You know, had their own shops for over 35 years. They retired down here to Florida. They decided they'd go over there. They got jobs teaching. They know the stuff just backwards and forwards right out of their head. Trying to soak up as much knowledge as I can over there.
American Biker Minute.
Books can only teach you so much. These guys know everything.
Passport to the open road in 2 weeks.